We are drawing near to the completion of the story of Tobit and Tobiah and the angel Sarah. All of these difficulties that have been prayed about, that have been offered to God, asking for his intercession in their life to change the situations of life, all of these have been heard, and God is at work to bring about a restoration. We do have to understand too, though, that all of these prayers have been made while the community is in exile. There is no temple, there are no temple offerings happening at this time. The simple prayer of those who are trying to love God with all of their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their strength, and to love their neighbor as themselves. It was one of the greatest tragedies of the Jewish community, the destruction and the loss of the temple. But even in loss, it seems that that which is most important is brought forward. I say all this because we see this in the response of the scribe to Jesus. As he adds this last part to what Jesus said, he says, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. We have a bad habit as human beings to make our worship of God about exterior things other than us. I sinned, the poor calf dies. I sinned, two turtle doves lose their lives. I sinned, oh, there goes a sheep. We are often making amends to God, but it is the exterior in which it is made. God ultimately wants to bring this whole transformation to the interior of the person. To love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our being, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. This has always been, it has always been the invitation of God. And it is always the invitation for us. It's not the destruction of sheep and goats and cows that God desires. He wants us to be able to break open our own hearts on the altar of his will and to choose the good that we were created in and for and to. We are made in the image and likeness of God who is love. That is our identity. And so what we must be about is the sacrificial offering of our very self. Most often it happens in our will, in the everyday choosing of small things in small ways. You know, it's interesting that we have this great belief of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and sometimes we exile it to a celebration of one day, once a year, or maybe a week, if God is lucky, we will celebrate the octave of Easter, or maybe even the season of Easter. But God doesn't want Easter to be a celebration. He wants it to be the means for us to choose when face to face with this trial or this suffering or this invitation to die to oneself and to make an offering of the gift of love. He wants the resurrection to be in that moment the means for us to choose. not a celebration of a day, not just an event in the life of Jesus Christ, but an event that is made present in my life that changes this moment in the authentic choosing of my, of every small moment of my life. So, the fulfillment of all of the law, the fulfillment of all of the promises, the fulfillment of all that God has asked or that he has done is to give to us the radical freedom to love. It is who you are. It is what you are made for. It is your identity. He has done all this so that you can love. And loving a world that is fallen and broken and hates and despises is tough. But we cannot allow the world to dictate to us who we are or how we are to respond to it. We are made for love. Jesus has set us free to be love. Amen.